Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a Saints, 7 Minutes of Saints Wednesday edition. It's our daily Saints podcast. This is the Wednesday one, so everybody gets this one free. So you should join us for $7 a month. You get three other ones. It's awesome. It's $7 a month. Do it. Andrew, I'm going to throw you a curveball. We were going to talk about something else. I changed my mind, as you were calling me. I want to talk about Tyler Davison and the fact that he's going to be walking out the door for the Saints and the issues that they're going to have at defensive line and that sort of thing. But can I say, like, I'm really sad that he's walking, going to probably leave, because he's a dude that the Saints drafted and nurtured him and let him come along, and he's become a really, really nice rotation defensive tackle, and he's one of the reasons that the Saints went 13-3, because he showed how deep and good their roster was. But they just are gonna, I think he's gonna get a pretty decent contract from some team that needs a run stuffing defensive tackle, and he's gonna be gone. So what's your thoughts on him, and do you agree with me that he's probably out the door?
I don't think I agree, and the main reason I don't think I agree is, number one, defensive run stuffing defensive tackles, like, everyone wants Aaron Donald, you know, and so it's just, it's less sexy than it used to be. I think he has more value. The Saints hold him in higher regard in his team than, like, I think your average team would. Mm-hmm. I think he loves being on the Saints. I know the team means a lot to him, and he's one of those guys in the locker room where, like, I just know he would love to come back. And, you know, I think lastly, the Saints know that Rankins is going to be out for an extended period, and so they're not the same player. They don't play the same position, but I think it's one of those things where Onyemata maybe has more flexibility, where he can play both positions. And so, mm-hmm. you know, right now with Rankins, you don't know how he's going to recover from his injury. You kind of need some stability at defensive tackle. So the only thing is Taylor Stallworth is on an undrafted rookie deal, and he's really cheap, and he's a guy they really like, and he could maybe step up, and maybe the Saints feel that's the only thing where I think maybe they would say, well, Davidson's expendable because we have Stallworth, and because Stallworth mm-hmm. is so cheap, and we think he can step in. So that would be maybe the one reason. But I just think when you look at the Saints being the number one run defense in the NFL for most of the season, Davidson was a huge part of that. I mean, great space eater. I mean, great holding his blocks, great power. And I just think he's a guy that you need to have back. I would want him back regardless. Because, again, like we talk about this all the time. I just don't feel like you want to go backwards. You want to build off the assets that you have. You don't want to lose stuff that you're then left to replace. But I also just think, again, with this Rankins injury, I'm gonna make the I'm gonna say this hot take that
sizzle. We don't have graphics, yeah. or sound, but if we had a hot take graphic, I'd drop it in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you like the sizzling steak sound right now would be perfect for this. But I actually think because of the Rankins injury and because of how the Saints just value stopping the run, that Davison is a more important asset to re-sign for the Saints than Mark Ingram right now.
Ooh, that spicy take. Andrew with a spicy take on a Wednesday. That is strong.
I mean, am I wrong? Do you disagree with me?
I mean, I think it's a really interesting opinion. And I think the more I think about it, you're right. Look, people, if you pay the $7, you can go back in the archives. You can listen to our Mark Ingram podcast. And Andrew is of the opinion that the Saints, Sean Payton won't mind if Mark Ingram walks. The players and the fans, we all love Mark Ingram, but the Saints are like, hey, look, he can go and we can fill it. I think you're right. You know, and the thing about the Saints run defense is I know teams and the analytics people are like, it doesn't run defense, it doesn't matter. Look at the Rams, look at even Kansas City. They made the AFC championship and it was overtime. Run defense doesn't matter. But I think on a flip side of that is, man, run defense, if you can shut down a team's running game like the Saints did all year long, you make them one-dimensional. And, yeah, you don't stop them all the time, but if a team has to throw against you every week, you're going to make plays against them. And, dude, at the end of the year, we saw something, Andrew, with the Saints run defense that I hadn't seen in, like, a generation and since I was a kid. Man, teams just came into the games against the Saints and were like, fuck this. We're not even trying. Like, Pittsburgh didn't even attempt it. Like, they were just like, you know what? We can't run on you. We're just going 4 and 5 wide, and we're just going to chuck the ball all over the place. Philadelphia tried a little, but not much. Like, teams just – like, not only did they not, like, abandon the running in game, they went into the game, like, not even attempting to run the ball against the Saints, which I never thought I would see under a Sean Payton Saints team.
I just think when you look at how badly they played at Dallas, I mean, just awful. So bad, right? But – they're playing a team with one of the best run games in the NFL, and that's how they go on offense, and that's how they win games. And they lost that game by 3 points on the road because they were able to control the line of scrimmage and stop the run. And I just think when you're that good at something, that helps you be built to last. And in any situation, you know, no matter how bad of a rut you're stuck in, you're still going to be in games if you can stop the run. And I just think that I would present that the Dallas game as exhibit A of why it's important to keep Tyler Davis in.
Yeah, the thing about him is, and we say this a lot about, you know, I think Mark Ingram's not going to have much of a market. I'm pretty confident in that. And even with teams with cap space, like, I just think teams look at running backs like, why are we going to pay Mark Ingram? Let's just go get a guy in the draft. We'll get like a super duper running back like Le'Veon Bell, right? Tyler Davidson, I don't like you. It wouldn't surprise me if he got 2 years, $6 million from the Saints, and it wouldn't surprise me if he got 3 years, $15 million from some other team. Like,
I was just about to say 4 years, $20 million.
I have no idea what his fucking market is. Because you could have a team on the flip side of what you just said, where you're like, stopping the run is so important, and it's a basis thing, and we need to do it. I could see some team that's fucking terrible against the run, like Kansas City or like whoever, being like, hey, Davidson, come here, and we'll give you 3 years, $15 million, and we'll guarantee you 7, you know, or we'll give you four, like you said, we'll give you 4 years, 20, and we'll guarantee you 8 or something like that, where it's not like a crazy ridiculous contract, but it's a team that's fucking a disaster against the run, and they're like, fuck it, we need a dude that's gonna help us stop the run, and they identify him as a guy that they can get at a reasonable price, and his market is way better than we think. The other Saints free agents, I kind of have an idea of what I think his market. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Ralph, I just think it's one of those.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Things with Davidson. Davison where he'll leave if he gets a knock your socks off offer. It's not like Senio Kalamete where there's no place to put him and he's going to get an opportunity to start elsewhere and he's going to take it because he wants to play. So I don't think it's like Senio Kalamete. He's got a very clear, defined role on the Saints. He's a part of the team. And so really the only way he walks is like a Scott Fujita situation where someone has the cap space, wants a guy like that and overpays. So they could lose him, but I think he wants to come back. And I think the team, man, like, forget the role for a second. Forget, like, all the stuff that we just talked about. He plays hurt. And that matters. I know he's the kind of guy that lays it out there. He's one of those guys in the locker room that the team likes to have. So
yeah, what was the game in like, it was like 25th. It was like his, I think it was his first or second year. Well, no, it would have been 2016. They played Atlanta on that Monday night and Atlanta housed them, but they had no defensive tackles and that dude had a hurt shoulder and he went and played. And like that matters to teams. Like it matters to players, but it also matters to front office people where they're like, that dude, he sucked it up and he went when we needed him to go.
Yeah. I think he embodies when you hear Sean Payton talk about like the kind of players they want, smart guys, love football that just, or spend the time and commit to it and kind of live and breathe it and enjoy it. And he just embodies all that stuff, man.
Yeah,
and he's a guy they pick late in the draft. So I think there's a lot of pride that they landed him too. Like was he fourth round pick?
Yeah.
I think, anytime you land a guy like that ends up being a productive player, you don't want to let him leave the building.
Yeah. So we'll see. But so anyway, this is the free Wednesday version of the 7 Minutes of Saints. Andrew gave you a spicy hot take. You need to do it. It's $7 a month. Do it. It's awesome. And if you pay the $7, you'll get to hear us on Thursday. And we'll see you then.